of the company. So welcome, and we do hope that you will enjoy being part of the service today. Just a couple of announcements before we start the service, just to remind our members here of the service this evening at 7 o'clock, and that will be conducted for us by Michael. And then it's our prayer day at the next Saturday, and so if you can cover one of the half-hourly slots, the list is in the vestibule, and we would appreciate you signing up for that. So we're going to begin and worship God together. I'm going to remind ourselves that as we come to him, God gives us this invitation to come not just to take part in the service, but actually to come and meet with him. We believe that he is here, that he is interested in us, and that he wants to speak into each of our lives. And so we're going to stand and sing together, "Come People of the Risen King." Going to pray together now, and our prayers are going to be led by the captain of our BB company, Ryan.
Okay, let us pray. Lord and Heavenly Father, we come into your awesome presence today, and we just give thanks for these two companies. Thank you for all the boys and girls who come each week. Thank you for all the officers and volunteers who give up their time to serve and lead these young people. Thank you for all the parents and all the families who bring their children along each and every week and support the company. And thank you, Lord, for this church family, in which we as a BB and GB are a massive part of it. Thank you for Jim, the elders, and all of the congregation who support us and help us year on year. Lord, continue to guide us and lead us in everything that we do, that we are following your path for the life of these companies. Be with Heather and myself as we lead from the forefront of the companies. Guide us in all that we do and the decisions that we make, that they are correct and that are for your glory. Be with all the officers and helpers. Give them strength and guidance as they serve week on week. And Lord, be with each and every one of these young men and women sat in front of us today. Lord, that they will get to know you more and want to have a relationship with you. Bring them into your presence each week through all that we do and all that we say. Lord, we thank you and praise your name. Continue to be with us now throughout the rest of this service. Be with everyone who is taking part, calming any nerves that they may have, and speak through Emma and Jim as they bring the message to us later. We pray all these things in your precious and wonderful name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Service enrollment is always a very special occasion in the life of both companies. It's one of the few opportunities when the two companies come together publicly, officers and boys and girls. And it's an opportunity for me on behalf of this congregation to express our thanks, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of yourselves, for all that the officers do week in and week out for our boys and girls. They give of their time so generously and sacrificially. They invest in the lives of our young people to encourage them to grow physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to be the kind of rounded people that we would wish them to be. And so we do want to say thank you right at the beginning of this service. And so we come now to the act of enrollment. Christ has called some of our members to serve his kingdom in the life of the Boys' Brigade and Girls' Brigade. Today, we rededicate this work, a vital part of the life of our congregation, and support them with our prayers. We begin by reminding ourselves of the aim and the object of each of the organizations. The aim of the Girls' Brigade is to help girls to become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through self-control, reverence, and a sense of responsibility, to find true enrichment of life. The object of the Boys' Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys, and the promotions of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards a true Christian manliness. And so I would invite the officers of the companies to come forward. Sorry, not the officers, the captains. My apologies. Captains first. And as I'm sure you're all aware, Heather Gilliland, captain of the 39th Northern Ireland Company of the Girls' Brigade, and Ryan McMillan, captain of the 4th Newton Ards Company of the Boys' Brigade. This congregation, through the Kirk Session, and Jesus Christ, the head of the church, has called you to this task of solemn trust and responsibility. Realizing the call of Christ in your own lives and recognizing the responsibilities and obligations of the duties involved in your office as you rededicate yourselves to Jesus, do you continue in your desire to serve your master in the Girls' Brigade and the Boys' Brigade, accepting their aims and principles, conforming to their rules, and being faithful in your tasks as captains? As you renew your vows afresh and offer your services to Christ, the captain of your salvation, may you ever be encouraged to seek first the advancement of Christ's kingdom in the hearts and lives of girls and boys you're appointed to lead. We assure you of our continuing interest and prayers, and may God's presence surround you always, ever guiding your footsteps and making plain the pathway for those who follow your example. Heather. Okay. Now we ask the officers, lieutenants of the companies of the Girls' Brigade and the Boys' Brigade to come forward. And they always do this to me every year. They never go in order. So I'm never quite sure. Well, I should be sure of the names. So we will begin with Michelle Gordon, Lydia James, Michelle Adams, Kathy Young, Esther Martin, Karen Hamilton, Emma Logan, Angela McBride, and Margaret Dixon. And then we have Paul Craig, Andrew Neal, Timothy Gunning, Stephen Clark, and Phil Tinney. Do you, realizing the call of Christ to you personally, and recognizing your responsibilities as officers and leaders, accept as from God this work laid upon you? And do you promise to serve Christ in furthering the aims and objects of both the Girls' Brigade and the Boys' Brigade, namely the advancement of Christ's kingdom and all that it means in the lives of the young people under your care?
I do.
Then go forward to your task, fully assured that you will have one always at your right hand to guide, uphold, and sustain you. May God grant to each one of you grace to be faithful to this trust and crown your efforts with success. I would now ask the warrant officers and helpers of the Boys' Brigade to come forward. Okay. You're not in order either. So we've got Luke Edwards, Peter Martin, Kenneth Downs, Nicola Walker, Olivia Mitchell, Kirsten Campbell, and Robert Gordon. Having been appointed to these offices by your captain, do you promise, God helping you, to support your officers loyally, to discharge your various duties in a cheerful and efficient manner, setting a good example at all times, and always striving to be true to the ideals of your organization? May God grant you grace to put service for others and the advancement of Christ's kingdom before all else. And then I would ask the NCOs to stand. Okay, boys. Your captain has shown faith in you by promoting you to this rank. Do you now promise, with God's help, to support your officers, to carry out your duties, and at all times to set an example to the boys of the company? May God help you to keep your promise and to do your part in the advancement of Christ's kingdom. Well done. Thank you. You may be seated. And now, boys and girls, you may have been wondering, is it not our turn yet? Well, now it is your turn. So in a few moments, I'm going to ask you all to stand, and then we're going to do your vow, and at the end of it, you are to say really loudly, because I know that you're very enthusiastic about being part of your companies, you say, I do. Okay? So, boys and girls, if you would like to stand for me, please. All the boys and girls. So, girls and boys, as serving members of the 39th Northern Ireland Company of the Girls Brigade and the 4th Newton Arts Company of the Boys Brigade, realizing the responsibility of your membership, do you promise, with God's help, to be loyal to your organization, to obey the rules of the company, and to set a good example in character and conduct at all times? Well done, yes. And may Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to duty, loyal to your comrades, strong in times of temptation, his faithful servants always, regular in your attendance at church and in your daily devotions. You may be seated. Well done, all of you. I remember having to do this a very, very long time ago when I was a member of the Boys Brigade, but that was way before some of you were born. Way before your officers were even born, which is even worse. But it's really good to see you all here. So we're going to pray together to thank God for the organizations, for all that we enjoy, and for all that we learn in being part of the Girls Brigade and the Boys Brigade. So let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of the Girls Brigade and the Boys Brigade. We thank you for their high aims and ideals. We thank you for our officers, for their dedication to their organization, for their care and commitment towards our young people, and for their desire to be an example of Jesus Christ to the boys and girls under their care and to point them towards him. We thank you for the boys and girls of our companies. We thank you for all the potential that lies within each of their young lives. And we pray for them. We know that they are growing up in a world where there are many temptations. We know that they are growing up in a world that would seek to lead them away from you and from that fullness of life that you offer to them in Jesus your Son. And so we pray for them. And we pray especially for their time within the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade. And we ask that through their officers and through the teaching of your word, that they would learn and experience something of your love for them in Jesus. Our desire is that they grow strong in body and in mind. But most of all, we pray that they would grow to know your love for them, and that they would grow to serve Jesus in their daily lives. And so we commit the work of both of these companies to you, asking for your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to stand together and we're going to sing together the song, We Are Your Church. And the church is not a building. When the church began 2,000 years ago, it didn't have any buildings. It just met in people's homes. And the church is simply where people come together to serve and to love Jesus. And that's part of what we are encouraging in our organizations. So we stand together to sing, come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Now, Emma is going to come and speak to the younger boys and girls. Emma.
Will We on? We are. I'm quite loud anyway, so I can generally talk quite loud. But this is on, that's good. I broke it a minute ago. I break it all the time. So hopefully I'll not break again while I'm talking. Okay, we're going to play a game to start us off. And it's a game called Who Am I? Okay? Now, the way this is going to work is I'm going to read you a bit of information about a person. So I'm not going to be me. You're going to have to imagine I'm not going to be me. I'm going to read you a bit of information to describe a person. If you think you know who it is, put your hand up. Okay, don't shout out, and I'll ask you. Okay, we haven't started yet. Okay? And the clues are going to get a wee bit easier as we go along. So you might not know from the first clue. You might, but you might not know. Okay, so here's the first one. Who am I? I have a mummy and a daddy and one brother. Does anybody know? Oliver. Nope. Ryan. Nope. Yeah. Nope. We'll read another bit of information. Okay. So, I have a mommy and a daddy and one brother. Here's the second thing. I have a friend called Rebecca. Okay. Does anybody know? So, I have a mommy and daddy and one brother. I have a friend called Rebecca. Does anybody know? Yeah. Do you know? Reuben, do you know? Not Matthew, but that's a good guess. But it's not Matthew. Okay, so here's another bit of information. I am a bit cheeky sometimes. Okay, so I have a mummy and daddy and one brother. I have a friend called Rebecca, and I'm a bit cheeky sometimes. Yeah? Not me, but I am a bit cheeky sometimes. It's a good guess. It's a fair guess. It's a fair guess, but it's not me. Okay, here's another thing. I have a mummy and daddy and one brother. I have a friend called Rebecca. I'm a bit cheeky sometimes, and I live in a yellow house on the top of a big hill. Oh, Evie, do you know? Not Grace, because Grace doesn't live in a yellow house yet. Do you know? It is Peppa Pig. Well done. Excellent. Good guess. My last clue was going to be, I have pink skin and I snort. Okay, well done. It was Peppa Pig. So here's another one. Who am I? I live with my aunt and uncle. Oh, no. Yep, Ruby. Nope. But that's a good guess, because she did live with her aunt and uncle. You're quite right. So here's a second clue. I live in New York. Yeah, you know. No? Okay, here's another clue. I really enjoy learning about science. Oliver. Nope. Okay. Yeah, you know. No, here's another one. I have superpowers, but I have learned that with great power comes great responsibility. Ryan? Not Superman? Oh, I heard somebody shout it out over there. Well done. Who is it, Jacob? Spider-Man. Well done. It is Spider-Man. Fantastic. Well done. Okay, here's another one. I'm a woman. Okay, that's really a bit of a random clue, isn't it? But I have blonde hair. Okay, anybody think? I'm a woman, I have blonde hair. Megan? No, we'll get a bit more clue. I live with my sister in a castle. Ooh, that came a bit more. Let's see, we'll ask one of the littler ones first of all. Do you know Rose?
Yeah.
Who is it? Elsa. It is Elsa, well done! And I was also going to say, I'm the 13th official Disney princess, and I've accidentally made it winter. That was Elsa. Okay, here's the last one. I'm a man. Not a great clue. I live in Newton Ards. Still could be a lot of people, couldn't it? I really love football. Let's see. Somebody said it, but didn't put their hand up. I have a dog called Skip. Yeah, Matthew? Paul Craig. I am Paul Craig. Well done. So who am I? Okay. So we all have names, okay? We all have different names. But actually our names don't really tell us much about who we are, do they? Because they're just a name. So to find out about who those people were, I had to tell you some information about them. And we use lots of words to describe people. So we have lots of names apart from the name that we were given. And some of those names might be really good things. Sometimes people might say, oh, you're really beautiful. Oh, you're really handsome. You're so good at football. You're so good at dancing. You're really clever. You're really special. I heard two girls down here tell each other they loved each other. I was so happy. It was so cute. So sometimes we have lovely names. Okay, sometimes things that are said very nicely to describe us, but sometimes people might describe us in not very nice ways. Sometimes we might get told we're bad. Sometimes people might tell us we're stupid. Sometimes people go, you're not my best friend this week. Okay, and maybe we even call other people those names. Now, in a wee minute, we're going to be singing a song called I Am Who You Say I Am. Okay? And we all call each other different names. We all describe each other in different ways. But this song is a brilliant song because it tells us who God says we are and what names God has given us. Okay? Now, this song isn't just a made-up song that came out of somebody's head. This song is a song that somebody sat down and they read the Bible and they looked at all the things that God tells us that he says about us in the Bible. Now, the first thing, when we do this action, Explorers and Anchor Boys, what does that mean? I was what? Do you know, Ruby? Lost. So that's the first thing it tells us. I was lost. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean none of us know where we live? No, it doesn't. Sure, it doesn't. The Bible says, though, it's a bit like we're walking in darkness. Okay, that whenever we don't follow Jesus, it's a bit like being lost. We don't really know what's our purpose. What are we here for? Okay, so it's a bit like we're lost. But it gets better. Because what does the song go on to say? It tells us we are... Grace? He brought us in, that's right. We are welcomed. Because the song goes on to tell us that God saw we were lost. God knew we were lost because we were following God. Or not following God, we follow ourselves. Okay, and we talk about this little word called sin, don't we? But it has a really big meaning. And sometimes when we talk about it, don't we talk about hitting and punching and slapping and all those things? And it can be all those things. But it's really when we say, look, God, I don't need you because I'm in charge. But God says that's a bit like being lost, okay? But God said that while we were still lost, while we were still wandering around, not knowing where to go, Jesus welcomed us. Now, you imagine if you went to Buckingham Palace and the Queen said, come on in for a cup of tea. How would that feel? Bit amazing, isn't it? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the highest king. He doesn't just rule a country. He is in charge of the world. And he welcomes us. So this song tells us that you are loved, that you are chosen, that you are welcomed, all because Jesus died for you. This song also tells us we are free and we're his children. And other places in the Bible tell us that we are God's masterpiece. We are an amazing thing that he has made. Now, you're all little at the minute, and as you grow up, you will change. And some of the things that describe you now might not describe you in the future, might they? Because some of you maybe really love playing with dollies at the minute. And they might say, oh, I see Megan. Megan really loves playing with her Barbie dolls. But maybe when Megan's the age of some of the big girls at the back, they're not going to maybe describe Megan and say, Megan really loves playing her Barbie dolls, are they? Not maybe. She might still. Because we change as we grow. The world changes around us. People change. Sometimes people are our friends. Sometimes people are not our friends. And that can make us feel very confused. It can sometimes make us feel very sad. But God is saying to us, I don't change. All these things that I say you are when you're little and tiny, I still think those things about you when you are big and you're a grown up or you're a mummy or a daddy. I love you. I have chosen you. But we have to decide to follow him. We have to decide to turn away from following ourselves and all those other things and all our sin. And we have to say, sorry, God, I'm going to turn back and I'm going to follow you instead. Do you know the name Jesus means rescuer? And his name never changes. He came to rescue us. And our GB motto is seek, serve and follow Christ. We have to seek. What does seek mean? What does it mean if I say seek? What does it mean? Yeah, Sophie? Yeah, look or find, absolutely. So we have to look for him. And in GB, and I know in BB, that's what you do. You try and look for Jesus. You look for Jesus in the Bible. You look for Jesus in our lives. And you look at what he's telling us. But then we have to decide what to do. Okay, so maybe some of you are still seeking. Maybe some of the big people here are still seeking. They're maybe still looking. They're still maybe finding out more about God. But it doesn't say we just have to look. It says we have to decide to follow him, and then we have to serve and we have to follow. So seek and serve and follow Christ. And remember who God says we are. Now we're going to sing that song. And our anchor boys and our explorers have practiced really well. And we're going to sing that song first. And some of our people who go to First Hours know this song. But some people maybe who don't, maybe don't know this song. So we're going to sing it all first. And then after we sing it, then we're going to get everybody to join in. Okay? So explorers and anchor boys, you want to stand up?
That was fabulous, boys and girls. And because it was so fabulous, we want to join in with you and sing it along with you. And You feel free to do the actions as well, do those as well. So we're going to stand together and sing, "Who Am I That the Highest King Would Welcome Me?" Let's stand together and praise Him. Okay, you can all be seated. You may want to give yourselves a clap. You did very well, and well done, boys and girls. We're going to have the offering now. I was only joking about giving yourselves a clap. And we're going to have the offering now, and at our enrollment service, the open plate offering goes towards supporting the work of both of the companies. So we encourage you to give generously to it. Your offering will now be received. Thank you. We are going to have some readings now from God's Word, and Nikki from the company section of the Boys Brigade is going to do that for us. So thank you, Nikki. I know I was late getting the verses to you, so I'm very sorry. Okay.
Matthew chapter 10, 29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fail to the ground outside your Father's care. And even to the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18-19. For you know that it was not for the perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed for the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, with God prepared to advance for us to do.
Thanks, Nikki. And now the GB choir are going to come and sing the piece Magnificent, Marvelous, Matchless Love. Well done, everyone. That was terrific. Now, boys and girls, I want to speak to perhaps the older boys and girls and the really older boys and girls here in the congregation this morning. But I want to begin, first of all, with playing a little game. And so see if you can help me out. Companies are always trying to get us to buy their products. And one of the ways in which they do that, this is that they have these great slogans. And these slogans stay in our heads. And then they make us think of the company. So I'm going to give you some of the slogans and see if you can guess what the product is. Okay? So this first thing, it's really easy. This is an easy one. This thing helps you to work, rest, and play. Yes? Very good, but that's not quite right. What? Come on. Yes? What helps you to work, rest, and play? Didn't hear that. I'm carrying on. A Mars bar. Everybody knows a Mars bar helps you work, rest, and play. Okay, here's the second one. What melts in your mouth but not in your hands? What melts in your mouth and not in your hands? Do you know? Chocolate, well, it's a special kind of chocolate, because if you put chocolate in your hand, it'll melt in your hands. Nope. Gosh, you're no use this morning. M&Ms. M&Ms. Big people, we need you to help. What's finger licking good? Oh no, keep your hands up, yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wrong one. We'll pass that one. It's finger licking good. Yes. Yes. And it's maybe finger licking good, but it's not very good for your tummy. Okay. I'm going to go some harder ones now. These are ones that are not, they're not the names of, things that we might eat, but these are companies. This is for the bigger people. Every little helps. Oh, yes, you got it. I heard somebody shout out Tesco's. Okay, here's the next one. Just do it. Nike, that's right. And here's the hardest one of all. Think different. Think different. Phil Tinney will know this. That's exactly right. It's Apple. Because he has got one surgically attached to his hand. That's why. Okay. Here's one. I don't know if you, this is a very old one, but this is the one I want to talk about this morning. It said, this is a very old one that went, image is nothing. Thirst is everything. Obey your thirst. Anybody remember what that is? And it's a well-known soft drink. Julia? Sorry? It's not Coca-Cola? No? Somebody shouted it out, yes. Oops. It's Sprite. It's Sprite. And I think this is a really clever advert because all of us know that image, especially when you're young, but even when you're not young, image is everything. Except, obviously, when you're thirsty. And when you're thirsty, you're not worried about what the product looks like. What you're worried about is, will it quench your thirst? And I want to say to us this morning that no matter what age we are, there is a thirst within each one of us. And it's a thirst for these things. There's a thirst within us for acceptance. There's a thirst within us for worth. There's a thirst within us for significance. No matter who we are, we long to be accepted. We long to be approved by others, and we want to be admired by others. But here's the sad thing. Most of us go looking for the thing that will quench our thirst in the wrong place. We go looking to quench our thirst with image. We use image to try and gain acceptance. Now, I know that fashions change down through the time. When I was as a teenager, and it's only your grandparents and those older who will remember that, that I had the big fashionable thing was I had curtain hair. Do you know what curtain hair is? Curtain hair is when you have long hair and it's dead straight, and when it just goes right round and all you can see is your nose peeking out. That was the big fashion. I had flared trousers. Anybody remember flared trousers? Big collars on your shirts. Tank tops. I never wore these, but they were in at the time. Platform shoes. Do you remember that? Now, none of you young people would be seen dead dressed like that nowadays. Because that's not the fashion. You follow the fad that is happening at the moment, and you dress like everybody else, and you watch what everybody else watches, and you act like everybody else acts. And the reason that you do it is that you want to be accepted. You don't want to be different from everybody else. You don't want to be standing out alone. And yet image can't give you that acceptance. Because acceptance comes from knowing that we are loved unconditionally. Acceptance comes from knowing that even though someone knows the worst about us, as well as the best, that they continue to love us. And there's only one person who can love us in that way, and that's God. And God sees every part of our lives. He doesn't only see the good bits that we keep for other people so that they will accept us. He sees the bad bits. And yet, he is still interested in you, and he is still interested in me. We have also a thirst for worth. And we use image to try and satisfy that worth. We dress the way other people dress. We act the way other people act. And we do it in order that people will approve of us. And they will praise us. And actually, one of the worst things that we think that can happen to us is if people don't like us. When I was growing up, I got called a number of nicknames. And there were three in particular that stuck. And they all began with S. I think this is why I became a Presbyterian minister. Three points and all beginning with the same letter. The first one was a really obvious one. If you have the name Campbell, what do you think a nickname for you might be beginning with S? Well done, you're really on the ball. Stupid. I used to be called Stupid. But I mean, I didn't mind that one so much. There wasn't anything I could do about it. It was to do with my name. The second one that I was called began with an S. And it was actually after a cartoon character when I was at primary school. And this cartoon character was an elephant. And it had big ears. And his ears were so big that it could fly. And he was called Sydney. And I used to be called Sydney. I can see some of you have heard of this. I used to be called Sydney because I had big ears and they stuck out as well. Now, I didn't like being called that. It's not very nice being made fun of. simply because you've got big ears and they stick out. There's nothing you can do about that. You don't like it. It doesn't seem nice. And then when I got a bit older, this is the one that stuck the most. I used to be called Squid. And the reason why I was called Squid was they tell me that when I play a game or anything like that, I'm all arms and legs. And that was the one that stuck the most. And I really didn't like that one at all. And I used to get called it all the time. And when people call us names and we don't like it, it makes us feel small. It's humiliating. We kind of feel a little bit worthless, don't we? And you know, when you feel like that, and I have to admit, boys and girls, I did this. I called other boys and girls names so that they would be poking fun at them and not poking fun at me. And if we're trying to find our worth in the praise of other people, then we will ultimately be disappointed. Because there will be somebody who will call us a name. There will be somebody who doesn't like us. There will be somebody who doesn't approve of us. And our sense of worth has to be found somewhere else. I couldn't do this morning because you know that all the new £5 and £10 notes have got these lovely new plastic ones. But if you remember the old notes that were made of paper, sometimes you had a brand new £20 note and it looked fabulous. And then you had another £20 note and it had been all scrumpled up and it was torn and there was a bit out of it. And it didn't look very nice at all. But here's the thing. It was of exactly the same value as the brand new one. And you see, it doesn't matter what other people think about us. Our worth comes from the fact that you and I have been made by God and we have been made for God. And we bear His image. And even something even more marvelous than that. In the second passage that Nikki read to us, it reminds us that Jesus loved us so much. He thought we were of such worth that He actually went and died on a cross for you and me. Then, of course, the third thing is that we try to use image to gain significance. We do what we can to impress people. And so we work hard at school so that we might be the best in our class. Or we work hard at our sport or our music or our art or something else so that people will think we are good. And maybe we're not good at any of those things, but we're the real joker in our group of friends. And so we work hard at making people laugh and we do it so that people might admire us. And here's the thing, it's really exhausting trying to find your significance by making people admire you. It really is. And in the end, there'll always be somebody smarter, fitter, prettier, funnier than us. Most of us are just going to be average in a sense, in that sense. But in the last of our three readings, we were reminded that we have a significance that is far greater than anything that this world might think about. Because God has said that we are His workmanship. He has made us for a purpose. And that purpose is that we should know Him and serve Him and that He has a plan for our lives. And you know, the advert is right. Image is nothing. Thirst is everything. So obey your thirst. And you have a thirst. You have a thirst for a love that will give you acceptance and worth and significance. And that thirst can only be satisfied by Jesus. For he alone accepts us just as we are. He alone gives us a worth that nothing in this world can give us. And he alone gives us a significance, because it's a significance that doesn't just last for this life, but for all eternity. And that is why we need to go to him and trust in him and follow him in our daily lives. So we come to the end of our service. Well done, boys and girls. And we're going to sing our closing hymn. And that closing hymn is the well-known BB hymn, Will Your Anchor Hold? And in a sense, this has been the theme of our service today. Who are we? What is it that gives us meaning and purpose and worth and significance in life? What is it that will hold us in the storms of life? And there is only one anchor who can do that, and that anchor is Jesus. And so we stand to sing, Will Your Anchor Hold? Just to let you know that I'm going to pronounce the benediction. Then after the benediction, we have the national anthem. And then the flags will go out. And we would ask you to remain in your seats as the boys and girls go out. And then you can go out and collect the children from over in the hall. And again, I would just ask you, there will be children going in the car park, so just be very careful as you're going out of the car park as well. So we pray together. And we ask that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would be with us all.
Thank you.